The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
One of the first songs I wrote after moving here was National, which is about the station renaming controversy at National Airport.
What's in a name? $400,000. Who's on the take? Sign engine stallers. This is insane. National.
I thought that was a really interesting story, and as a new resident, I wanted to learn things like that about the city's history and hopefully contribute something that's interesting and relevant.
So in terms of your research, would you just ride the line and hang out at that station for a while?
It's really about the locations and the history of neighborhoods and characters, both real and fictional. Gallery Place was like that, because we were in the metro station at Gallery Place, and there was a homeless guy in there shouting all kinds of gibberish. But one of the things he said was, America, this is the home of the brave, the home of the homeless. And that's the first line of the song.
This is the home of the brave, it's the home of the homeless. This phrase was spoken by a homeless man. At Gallery Place, he pleaded his case. At Gallery Place, he pleaded his case.
So it sounds like you combine a lot of styles of music.
We try and cover all different kinds of styles of music, you know, to base it on the character of the location. I mean, one example, I guess, would be Adams Morgan, where there's a large Latino and Middle Eastern community. And so I did salsa with an electric sitar for that song. And for Archives, my first impression of Archives moving here was the ice skating rink that they set up there in the winter. And so that was my first impression of it, and I thought it would be neat to write a little song that sounded like the ice skating in the old Snoopy cartoons. So it's a Vince Guaraldi kind of jazz waltz.
So as you've been working on this, anything like sort of surprised you?
Probably I'm more surprised about myself, that I can't believe I lived in one place for 30 years, and now I have this whole playground to explore. So, yeah, check out Volume 4. Multi-tracking. Not single-tracking. That's bad.
That's Weekends on the Red Line. No offense, Wamata.